Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband was violently attacked when an intruder broke into the couple's San Francisco, California home Friday morning. 82-year-old Paul Pelosi was taken to the hospital after being beaten pretty bad. Nancy Pelosi was not at home at the time of the attack. The intruder is in custody and the motive for the attack is under investigation. As early voting begins Saturday, New Yorkers have a critical chance to save their state by casting their vote for Representative Lee Zeldin. The New York Post has endorsed the Republican choice for governor and requesting New Yorkers send status quo Democrat Kathy Hochul packing. Elon Musk has officially completed his $44 billion deal to take over Twitter. Mr. Musk has now taken the company private and must answer to no one. Job one, cleaning house. He fired the social media company's chief executive officer, chief financial officer, its head of the legal policy, trust and safety, and their lawyers. Stockholders were paid $54.20 a share on their way out the door at Twitter. North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles towards the sea on Friday in its first ballistic weapons launch in 2 weeks, as the U.S. military warned the North Korean regime that the use of any nuclear weapons would result in the end of that regime. South Korea's military said both missiles flew about 140 miles at a maximum altitude of 15 miles. Hawaii officials on the Big Island are warning residents that the world's largest active volcano, Mauna Loa, could erupt at any time. Scientists caution an eruption is not imminent, but they're on alert because of a recent spike in earthquakes at the volcano's summit. It would take just a few hours for lava to reach homes closest to the vents on the volcano, which last erupted in 1984. USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
A police officer in Southern California was killed in an accidental shooting on Thursday afternoon. Colton Police Department announced the death of Officer Lorenzo Morgan. The department was very hush on the details surrounding his death and have not released any as of early Friday morning. After President Biden played the racist card in Georgia, saying voter laws in the Peach State were Jim Crow 2.0 and would suppress voter turnout, this midterm election has now revealed record numbers of voters being cast in Georgia. The official White House response to Biden getting it wrong.
High turnout and voter suppression can take place at the same time. They don't have to be, one doesn't have to happen on its own. They could be happening at the same time.
United States cybersecurity is front and center at a recent gathering.
Cyber Director Chris Ingalls and Deputy National Security Advisor for Cyber and Emergency Technology Ann Neuberger appeared at a Center for Strategic and International Studies event to discuss U.S. cybersecurity. Neuberger says a key challenge is to prioritize the many threats the country faces.
It's not correct to treat everybody and everything the same because there's a spectrum of risk, and we need to ensure that the security requirements match the risk in that area.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And a TGIF to you, my friend. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, check it out. BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there. Well, Christians Engage is a Texas-based nonpartisan civic group whose program is already operating in 110 U.S. churches. Now, they've launched a national push to get apathetic believers fired up to vote. Now, you may have heard that last year the IRS wrongfully denied the organization's tax-exempt nonprofit status, and you won't you won't guess why, right? Well, they're claiming, this is the IRS now in our government, biblical teachings are typically affiliated with the Republican Party. I guess that's a bad thing, they believe. So, following the public outcry, naturally, the IRS reversed its decision only days later. In time for midterm elections, Christians Engage aims to partner with hundreds of more churches in every state to get faithful attenders to register to vote and to take Jesus to the ballot box. Here with us right now to talk more about it is the organization's founder, Bunny Pounds. Bunny, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, it's great to be with you, Bill. Love, as we awaken the church to activate
Amen.
More people.
Amen. I'll tell you, we have been talking about this for decades, that you will only get approximately half of the church to register, to bother to register to vote. They have this idea that somehow, you know, this silly deal that, you know, the church and state, you know, can't conflict, can't coexist. Well, guess what? We are coexisting whether you like it or not. So what kind of influence do you want to have? Do you want to have zero influence and just let, you know, let the state run away with itself? I mean, this is how you get... America 2022 today is when the church checks out. So anyway, the numbers are like this, Bunny, and I think you've probably realized the same thing. Only about 50% of the church will bother to vote, will bother to register to vote, and of that 50, only 50 of that will actually get out and vote. That's a sad commentary on a faith that is called to engage the culture, isn't it?
Well, and that's just on presidential years. So you mm-hmm. talk about primaries and local elections, and we're not doing any better than the rest of the population. So George Barna had a report that people that call themselves born-again Christians are really only voting 2% more than the general public on national elections. So, I mean, we've got a huge problem here, because when the book of Proverbs says when the righteous rule, the people rejoice. When the wicked rule, the people groan. There's a direct reaction between who we elect or put in leadership and how it affects us, body, soul, and spirit. And the founders of this nation gave us a gift. I mean, we have an incredible constitution. We can elect our representatives, right? We have a voice in the way our government works. And we're just sitting back and staying complacent and apathetic, and that doesn't work.
Well, and to your point, the Constitution, where'd it come from? It didn't come from the seedlings of Marxism or communism. I mean, this was, in a sense, it was a covenant-based agreement that was pretty much likened to, you know, God's promise, you know, to the children of Israel in the Old Testament. But in this case, it was a little bit reversed. It was God calling out his chosen people. In this particular case, it happened to be God's chosen people, the pilgrims, calling out to God. And out of this came the seedlings for the U.S. Constitution that we've been blessed by for some 246 years. Is that fair to say and put it in that context?
Absolutely. I mean, I was just rewatching the miniseries on John Adams and just inspired by what these families did, what they gave up for, you know, their livelihoods, their comfort, right? Even in their own family life, for the sake of building this nation. And, you know, we have a republic if we can keep it. And
that's
so
right.
We have a responsibility, and the church is the answer. I believe, and I think you believe, Bill, that the body of Christ, whether we're Protestant or Catholic, should be the ones that have wisdom and discernment, that are carrying burdens because we're seeing injustice in our land.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a responsibility to do something about it, to be the hands and feet of Jesus, to be salt and light in that city set on a hill. So, you know, I hear pastors all day long talking to public school educators. Take Jesus into your classroom. You know, we always encourage our businessmen and women, you know, make sure that Jesus is the forefront of your business. Everything we do in our Christian discipleship should involve the lordship of Jesus. So why do we think that, you know, our civic involvement, whether we pray for our elected officials, how we vote, how we engage with our local governments, how we elect our school board members, that is not, that's exempt from the lordship of Jesus. It's absolutely ridiculous. He should be playing a part in everything that we do.
We wouldn't be here without the lordship of Jesus. The ideas, the creativity, what we have done from day one, whether it had to do with universities that used to very proudly carry religious association and symbols, today have been canceled and pulled down and negated. And, you know, and I think it's not only shameful, it's blind to do that, because you are ignoring the very blessings and the one who blesses in this process. And just as you said, when righteousness reigns, the people rejoice. And when evil reigns, the people groan. Well, let me tell you, every time I stop at a gas station these days, I hear lots of groaning. I go into grocery stores, money. People are groaning, you know, and they're groaning because, very simply, God told us up front what would happen. And this is happening to our country and the people who are supposed to be leading the way, people of faith who have traditionally. I mean, I was just reading today, and this was quite interesting, is that here it is, America. We have been the number one country to send missionaries out to nations around the world to preach the gospels. Now, our Secretary of State is sending out, you know, diversity, equity, inclusion organizations, and spending the people's money to promote aberrant sex and curiosities and, you know, drag queen story hours and things like that. So here's a country previously known for sharing the gospel is now sharing drag queen story hours and events. Is this incredible what we've come down to?
It is incredible. And every parent and every grandparent in this country needs to pay attention. And so Christians Engaged was birthed and created to make sure that the church is motivated and empowered to pray, vote, and engage regularly. Mm-hmm. We want to help Christians pray for their government leaders, their city, state, nation every week. We want to encourage people to vote in every election and remind them through 4 texts and 4 emails around every election, their primaries, and even their local elections, and empower them to educate themselves, their families, and the future generations to come, and their churches on engaging
exactly
with politics and government. And so, you know, we want to encourage people to take our pledge to pray, vote, and engage on our website at ChristiansEngaged.org. Share that with your family and friends. We will not only help you vote in the midterms with a Christian voting guide to print off your ballot, research your ballot from a nonpartisan Christian perspective, but also how to vote in every election and never forget an election for the rest of your life.
3 most powerful words in our Constitution, Bunny: we the people. We the people. It is our responsibility. We have the government we elect, and you either do it proactively or you do it passively. So we're dealing with the government that we have right now. However way you want to argue the case, if you want to cite voter manipulation or whatever, but still, there were too many people that didn't even bother to vote. And this is why we have the government. And this has been going on for a long time. This just didn't happen just in this last voting cycle, as you pointed out. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Bunny after this. Stay with us.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you back with us, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. Bunny Pounds continues with us. She is the founder of Christian Engaged. Her website, Bunny, tell them again the website and how they can get activated, because we need to have
people of faith taking this pledge and not only taking the pledge just to say, okay, I checked the box and I took the pledge. No, take the pledge, live the pledge, be the pledge out there so that we can make a difference, not only in this midterm, but in the elections for as long as you live. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, it's ChristiansEngaged.org. That's Christians with an S, engaged with a D.org. We believe the church needs to be awakened, empowered, and activated in this hour. We're an activation discipleship ministry, and we want to be your civic ministry that helps you navigate all these hard topics and all the things that we need to do with government from a kingdom perspective. So take our pledge to pray, vote, and engage. We'll empower you to pray every week for your government, to vote in every election, and to start educating yourselves and your families on how to practically do this. Our team's been in government for over 20 years, most of us.
Wow.
And so
that's
we're
great.
Excited to be empowering the church in this moment.
Well, without a doubt, you know the inside game, and so now you're leading the rest of us so that we can participate. But the thing is we've got more power than any bureaucratic leader that has been captured by the bureaucracy. We understand that because the Lord of Heaven's armies is leading the way, and he has been waiting for us to come alongside to, in a sense, just like the children of Israel, Bunny, to hear the case that God has against his people. It's severe. And we hear the case, just like in a courtroom, the complaint that God has against his church and against his people, it will bring his people to their knees. Because it's an automatic reaction when you hear God's complaint that is inarguable. And his complaint isn't that, oh, he's a killjoy and he just wants us to feel bad. His complaint is laid out for us so that we would turn from our wicked ways, because his desire is that we be, we be active, positive members of his family, of his kingdom, that our land is healed, and that we represent God in every aspect of our lives. Am I saying that fairly?
No, Bill. I mean, it's great what you're saying, because we have to what we forget is that God wants to walk with us. He wants to have a relationship with us. And so I kind of joke that we're an intimacy with God ministry disguised in civic engagement ministry. But if we don't have a revival and a great awakening in this country, we are doomed as a nation.
Exactly.
And so we have to, as believers, it's time to seek the Lord. It's time to dig deep. It's time to be one of those people way beyond the 6% of American Christians that read their Bible outside of a Sunday morning. We have to go deeper in God right now in prayer, worship, and meditation in the Word of God.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And that is really what has to happen. And out of that fruit of that depth of the Word of God in our lives and our families, wow, the impact we can have in our communities and the people around us. But if we don't have that fire burning, we have nothing to give our nation.
Exactly. And what kind of America do we turn over to the next generation, Bunny?
Exactly. Like, we've been given a gift. You know, we're 4 years from our country turning 250 years old. And no Democratic Republic has ever lasted that long. I mean, what a blessing. And America has imported the gospel or exported the gospel more than any other nation in the world. So, you know, we have a responsibility to keep America strong and to keep our liberties intact. And we do that for the purposes of the gospel. I get accused all the time, Bill, for mobilizing Christians. This is not what we're supposed to do. Mobilize Christians to vote. We're supposed to be preaching the gospel. Can I say yes, yes, yes?
Yes, and yes again, yes.
Yes and again, and that's why we're doing what we're doing, because if Christians understand the importance of this nation for the end-time harvest of the world, then that changes everything that we do. It changes everything, and we've even seen people come to Jesus and come to faith in our civic engagement seminars, in our conferences. I mean, it's amazing, even on social media, Bill, as people get impacted by actually teaching the Bible on relevant topics that are important for this moment.
You know, you think about the early founding and the pilgrims' desire. I mean, what was their prayer for something like 12 years? God, give us the land. Bless us with a land where we could worship you freely, where your liberty could reign. Would that be possible, God? For 12 years, they ardently prayed for this. And here they come to America. God blesses them. And, you know, we sometimes forget the story because people are really quick to go to Madison and, you know, Benjamin Franklin and, you know, some of our early founders. But you got to go back to the genesis of this. And the genesis started with people of prayer. They were God-fearing, God-loving, and this is what they asked for. So what are we supposed to do now where we have disengaged and the government has taken over? It is overpowering the people. What are we supposed to be the next generation of pilgrims? We're going to leave America. We're going to leave what God blessed us with originally and say, well, that didn't hold. So God bless us again. Would you take us to another land where we can freely? No. You know, this is our heritage. This is our God-given heritage, a covenant that God made with his people. And unlike the children of Israel, where God chose Israel, it is the people that chose God. A little different dynamic here that I find quite interesting. But although there are some similar parallels in that go along with God's blessing and his faithfulness, right?
Exactly. And the power of one. We forget the power of one person. And I have seen here in our state in Texas, we have had leaders that have got involved with Christians Engaged, moms and grandmas, that discovered that there was, you know, pretty much pornographic materials in their public libraries and have now asked the city council to replace the advisory board members of the libraries in our very rural community. And they've been successful. They've replaced all those people and are getting those materials out of those public libraries. We've seen, you know, homeschooling moms that have gone down to Austin and been the one voice on a piece of legislation that has turned the tide in a committee that shouldn't have approved that legislation, and they did it because of that one voice.
Exactly.
So I just want to encourage everybody to not lose heart and know that we can give you the practical political and government education that you need through our On-Ramp to Civic Engagement Seminar and our other products, to be that person that has the cell phone numbers for your elected officials and can really get things done in our government. One person can make a difference.
Like no other time, this is a time to engage and to question authority. Look what happened. We can be thankful for COVID in as much as that it pulled back the veil for us to see what was going on with our educational system, the kind of curriculum that was out there, the idea that educators had that they were responsible for our kids, that the parents were no longer responsible for the kids. How insane is that idea? But they have been saying this for a long time in the lunchrooms of the faculty lounges, and they have believed in this doctrine. You know, as one senator said, you know, from California, the doctrine runs deep in you. And the doctrine of Marxism, the doctrine that is anti-Christian, anti-God, runs deep in the left. And if you let them get away with it, they will indoctrinate your kids. They will be taught by drag queens. They'll be brought in. And of course, the taxpayers of America will pay for this. We've got less than a minute left here, Bunny. I want you to summarize Christians Engaged and again remind people how they can get engaged, and not only themselves, but even get their neighbors involved. You know, let's build up a network, a growing network that will, as you say, first of all, will lead to repentance and then a revival that's never been experienced before in America.
Well, we believe we're a part of that, Bill. I encourage everybody to take our pledge to pray, vote, and engage on our website at christiansengaged.org. Text that page around to your friends. Email it out. See our resources. Take our On-Ramp to Civic Engagement Seminar. That's 6.5 hours of amazing content for only $29.
Amen. She's the founder of Christians Engaged, Bunny Pounds. Thank you, Bunny. God bless.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Elon Musk has officially completed his $44 billion deal to take over Twitter. Mr. Musk has now taken the company private and must answer to no one. Job one, cleaning house. He fired the social media company's chief executive officer, chief financial officer, its head of legal policy, trust, and safety, and their lawyers. Hawaii officials on the Big Island are warning residents that the world's largest active volcano, Mauna Loa, could erupt at any time. Scientists caution an eruption is not imminent, but they're on alert because of recent spikes in earthquakes around the volcano's summit. 1984 is the last time she erupted. North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles towards the sea on Friday in its first ballistic weapons launch in 2 weeks, as the United States military warned the North Koreans that the use of nuclear weapons would result in the end of that regime. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right, the Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
With you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. You know, Veterans Day is just coming. I get it. So much stuff is coming at us all at the same time. You know, Halloween just around the corner. Oh, you got those midterm things to take care of, too, in between. And Veterans Day shortly thereafter. What a special time, you know, for us to remember those that have made this all possible. You know, the veterans of this rich American history. This rich American history, sadly, that a minority of people would want to erase. And thank God for our next guest, Walter Larimore, who writes about his father, an incredible story, I've got to tell you. And I'm excited to bring him on to talk about his new book, At First Light, A True World War II Story of a Hero, His Bravery, and an Amazing Horse, just as a bonus. And Walter is with us right now. Walter, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill, it's good to be with you. I'm originally from Baton Rouge, so I really enjoyed listening to the Cajun Crusher earlier today.
Yes. Well, good. Yeah, Jeff Carrera is a dear friend, and occasionally, you know, we really enjoy the opportunity to bring our audiences together and simulcast both our shows. And Jeff has a, you know, very patriotic and sound perspective, you know, which is a blessing because our voices, as you know, Walter, particularly in this last decade, have been canceled and squashed to a great degree. And that's why I was just saying about Veterans Day is that we cannot allow a minority group of people to erase the rich heritage and history of our country. You know, people like your dad and my dad that served in World War II was at the Battle of the Bulge with as a medic, with General Patton. You know, those kind of precious memories and what you write about your dad. And you just say, wow, how many other, you know, countless heroic soldiers stories are yet to be told. You know, I just can't wait.
Oh, you know, there's 2 million men who fought just in Europe, and almost a quarter of them ended up as casualties. Their suffering, their service is not only being forgotten, Bill. You're right. It's being erased. And what I wanted to do in this book was not just lift up the Greatest Generation in general, but in specific, the forgotten Southern Front. Like, your dad is a medic. You know, I don't think a lot of people realize that medics and chaplains had the same death rate as frontline officers like my dad. I mean, those guys literally put their lives on the line every single day. In fact, my dad is a frontline officer. He was the youngest frontline officer in World War II. He was the youngest ever graduate of officer candidate school. He was the youngest company commander, fought for over 15 months. But he was so upset that frontline officers like him were paid more than medics like your dad was. And so my dad put together a movement in the 3rd Infantry Division where all of the frontline men gave $10 a month from their salary that was split to the chaplains and to the medics. They were that important. But your dad was in the Battle of
the Bulge. I was not aware of that. Yes.
Oh, I mean, it's amazing what they did. But the Southern Front, Bill, is the forgotten front. Like, like when I say D-Day to you, what do you think of? What does everyone think of?
Well, of course, that incredible day on the beaches of Normandy, you know?
Absolutely. But no one knows that the guys on the Southern Front had 5 D-Days, one of which was bigger than Normandy. And your dad fought in the Battle of the Bulge. But no one remembers that the guys on the Southern Front had 2 Battle of the Bulges. Everyone knows about the Hurricane Forest on the Northern Front. They don't know about the 2 forest battles on the Southern Front that were even worse. The Northern Front guys, brave, courageous, 336 days of horrific, horrific fighting against an evil, evil enemy. But the guys on the Southern Front, Bill, 913 days. So those guys have been forgotten, and this book is an attempt to just remind us of their service, their suffering, their successes, and in particular, one battle, the battle for the bridge of Maison Rouge. Bill, if we'd have lost that, we may well have lost the entire war, but most Americans have never heard about it. And I'm with you. I think it's time to look back on our history with great thanksgiving, not only to great Americans, but to a great God who empowered and led them.
Well, Walter, how did you get the story? Because the thing that's been really difficult, and even for me, my dad has since passed, my dad did not speak of his experience in World War II. He did talk a little bit to my second oldest brother. 3 of his sons, I was the 3rd, went to Vietnam. We're Vietnam veterans. I did not go in country. My 2 other brothers did. The 2nd one, more particularly, because he was in the Army and was a field radio operator, so you can only imagine what he had to deal with. And so he, because of his direct combat experience there in the Army, he had an opportunity to talk one-on-one with my dad and get into, you know, some of the details. But even then, it was cursory. It wasn't really, you know, deep down. Because I can only imagine, I mean, I have to sit there and think, okay, here he is, a medic. How many eyes of young soldiers did he close when they die? How many of these young soldiers who died, and my dad, you know, that was the last face they saw on Earth. And what that must have done for him, because I can tell you, my father was a very humble man, and I used to tell people, and in fact, I even shared this, in his funeral, and I said, you know, my dad, I always had this sense when I looked in my dad's face, it was like I was seeing the face of God. because he just had a spirit of love and humility about him. But, you know, there's just, you know, regrettably, I being very transparent with you, regrettably, I have this aching of, you know, lost information, stories that I wish that he would have told me, that he could have felt comfortable enough. But, you know, this is something that I've spoken with other, you know, children of World War II vets that said, wow, you know, getting information, details of what their father experienced in World War II was like pulling teeth plus.
Yeah, that's a very, very common experience, Bill. But my sense from talking to men with whom Dad fought and to with their children, interviewed hundreds of people, spent time in archives in 8 different states in the U.S., and then that's not including Italy and France and Great Britain. But I came with the sense that what they saw, what they experienced, the evil that threatened them on a daily basis was so horrific that they ended up, you know, they sort of went over there fighting for liberty and freedom and, you know, to be John Wayne, if you would. But very quickly,
right,
especially on the front line, they saw the horror. My dad, the first night he was leading a ammunition and pioneer platoon on Anzio out in no man's land, one of his men made a mistake with one of the mines and blew his face off. And the next day, Dad saw a man, one of his men, cut in half by an 88-millimeter anti-aircraft gun that was being shot horizontal. And the third day he was there, there was the old fake flag trick that one of his men didn't know about, but two German men on the front line raised their hands, waving white flags, yelling, "Comrade, comrade," as they were indicating they wanted to surrender. And one of Dad's men stood up to bring him across the line. Dad screamed, "Dung!" And then the sniper shot him through the head. It was just a fake surrender, and the two Germans died. Those guys saw horror after horror after horror. And when they came home, your dad and my dad would never, ever want to be called heroes. They say the heroes are buried there in Europe. But they came back, and they came back as men whose lives were changed, who every breath was important to them. Freedom was important to them. Loyalty to their family and to their job. Most of the men my dad fought with were married to one woman for life. They were loyal to their children that they raised, and they had one job for life. They loved their country, and sadly, many today don't.
Yeah. And this is what we need to reclaim here, Walter, is that spirit. That spirit that really is, it is a bit generational. It has been stifled a bit, but we need to have our eyes reopen and reclaim that spirit once again and really celebrate and maybe make this the best Veterans Day ever in the history of America. Walter Larimore is with us. We're talking about his new book, and we'll have more after this. Stay with us.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Nobody
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you, and we're talking with Walter Larimore. His new book is titled At First Light, A True World War II Story of a Hero's Bravery and Amazing Horrors. The thing is that, God, we're so blessed as Americans, and we're especially blessed for, you know, I think the estimation is now well over a million veterans, a million patriots, who paid the ultimate price on our behalf to enjoy the freedom that we enjoy, the freedom that, you know, some may argue that we're not treating as respectfully and honorably as we should these days. I think you could argue that quite clearly. But we need to hear these stories to be reminded of really how exceptional this country is and why men like Walter's dad, like my dad, others' dad, your dad, that they would run to the front lines. And they did so not to be heroes. And as Walter points out, yes, we hear about some of these, you know, places of D-Day, but there were other places in Europe and in Japan that are unheard of. And, you know, we don't hear a whole lot of. They're not as celebrated. But that didn't mean that there weren't heroes. There weren't, you know, people that made a difference that, you know, if you really draw back, just like he was talking about, if you really draw back, there were certain areas that were outside of Normandy there in Europe that had those areas fallen, well, then Normandy would have been inconsequential. It wouldn't have happened. I mean, this is just one incredible mosaic and puzzle piece of, you know, you could say, Walter, we could say human carnage in a lot of ways. I mean, what was sacrificed for the sake of freedom, right? But if you miss that one little bit of the puzzle piece, the story is not complete. And this is why it's so important for you to tell your dad's story, you know, a true story of your dad, Lieutenant Philip Larimore, whose astonishing experience in Southern Europe during World War II, which in many cases, you pointed out, were unheralded. But it's not even that your dad would care so much that it was unheralded, but that we should care because it's part of our legacy. And this is what makes Veterans Day so important.
You're absolutely right. And the book's not just about war. I mean, there's war, but there's the romances that those men went through. Mm-hmm. The Dear John letters that some of them got. The amazing nurses that sacrificed and cared for them and the medics on the battlefield. And then a month before the end of the war, Dad lost his leg, saving a part of his company that had been surrounded. And then as an amputee to come back to a country that didn't consider amputees fully human. In fact, the Army had a policy bill that said if you were an officer and you lost an arm or a leg, you were no longer qualified to serve. You were no longer officer and gentleman material. And women loved the men who came back with all the medals, but not if they were missing a limb. And it really, really shook him. It shook him to his core to give him so much and come back to that rejection, if you would. And in one of his letters, he writes about a chaplain who had ministered to him. He was back at Fort Myers in Washington rehabilitating. But he met with the chaplain, and this is what Dad wrote. Bill, you're going to love this. He told him about how he was feeling, and the chaplain said this. He said, "Son, your wound will either make you a bitter person or a better person. It will either harden your heart or it will soften it. You'll either be a person changed for the worse or one who chooses to make the world better." In my opinion, the chaplain writes, the worst disability in life isn't being disabled. It's being disabled with a bad attitude. He said, "Son, the Germans smashed your leg. Don't let them shatter your heart, your talents, your gifts, your will, or your faith in God, or his plan for you and his plan for our country. The choice is up to you." And that day, that little sermon changed Dad's lives. And, you know, most of the men, your dad was a medic, most of the men that were on the front line, if they went over there as men who didn't have faith, they gained faith. Baptisms occurred before every single battle. Chaplain visits went up as young men were beginning to think about eternity. And those men who came back, those men that survived, were changed deeply, not only in their heart, not only in their souls, but in their eternity.
Exactly. And you know, if I could be so bold as to add just one, you know, sub-note to that letter, that the impact that it would have on your father's legacy and anybody so affected in whatever war, you know, that they've been involved in, is that, yes, the dominoes of life begin to fall. And are they going to fall favorably in a way that adds to your own life, your own legacy, that impacts your children? Or are you going to be so embittered? And the fact of the matter is that this story is a real life story. And there's some people, even though, you know, your dad came back injured as an amputee, but there were other officers and there were other soldiers that came back that just could not overcome, you know, the grief and the bitterness, right?
No question. I've become convinced that a man or woman cannot be sent overseas, cannot be in battle, and not have post-traumatic stress from that. But I asked Dad, what happened, Bill, he didn't talk about the war until his 45th wedding anniversary. And that year, 1994, I was asked to preach a sermon at my church. July 4th was that Sunday. And the pastor asked, he said, "Walt, would you preach a sermon on why freedom isn't free?" And I said, "Well, I've never done that, but I'd be delighted to do that." A month before that was my parents' 45th anniversary. And so my three brothers and I were sitting around talking to Dad. And I said, "Dad, I've got this sermon. Would you tell me a little bit about your war stories?" And, Bill, it was just the right moment. He was getting older. He was nostalgic. He had his boys with him. And he began to pour out these unbelievable stories, story after story after story. And then the dam broke. He started going to reunions. He started speaking to school groups. He was a scoutmaster, so he started telling these stories to other scoutmasters and to his scouts. And I'll tell you the truth, my brothers and I didn't even believe some of them. But when he passed, very peacefully and very content and happy, when he passed, we found a footlocker with 415 of his letters. We found three history books that recounted some of these amazing stories, not just war stories, but the horse stories, and being on a special mission to save the Lipizzans, which were going to be killed and eaten by the Russians. Hitler had sequestered them in a farm in Czechoslovakia. And story after story after story. But, Bill, another message beside Veterans Day for your listeners is this. If my dad had not left those 436 letters, I wouldn't have this book. And how many of us, we write our kids, we write our parents, we write our friends, we send them texts, we send them emails, and those are going to be gone. But how many of us need to go back just to once in a while writing a letter, writing a note, handwriting it? Those could stick around and be part of our legacy.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, your father had quite a story. You know, like every young man, he was a character, huh? I mean, he didn't always play the straight and narrow. I mean, he had fun. He enjoyed his life.
Yeah, the book, you know, you and I are men of faith. This book is a secular book. Mm-hmm. It has some salty language, but there's a deep undercurrent of faith in God, and that the God who helped us found this country, and I believe that God is helping us preserve this country. And I'm with you. Looking Amen. Back on that history, looking back on that great generation, can give us a foundation, a motivation this Veterans Day, next Memorial Day, to begin to think, what do we do to preserve our legacy, to preserve our freedom, and to preserve our
exactly.
liberty? And I hope this book will be a great blessing to many people to allow us to look back so we know what to look forward to.
Well, for your father, Lieutenant Larimore, he fights 413 days straight, ladies and gentlemen. He was wounded 7 times, was awarded 7 Purple Hearts, 3 of which he turned down because he didn't feel the wounds were significant enough. Never talked about those medals, never talked about those battles. And as Walt says, you know, thank God, you know, for these letters that he was able to find to help, you know, pull the story together and to bless us, you know, this, you know, and this, there's just something special that your father's story with this special day of memorial coming up, Walt, that is just, I think, significant. It's not by accident that this time, this Veterans Day, we get to hear at first light your book and your father's story.
You know, Bill, if I could just take 20, 30 seconds to share my dad's
story. We've got a minute and a half, so you can have it all. Go ahead.
His prayer on the battlefield, his prayer his whole life, as a motivation for me is this. I memorize this. It says, no shell or bomb can on me burst except my God permits it first. Then let my heart be kept in peace. His watchful care will never cease. No bomb above nor mine below need cause my heart one pang of woe. The Lord of hosts encircles me. He is the Lord of earth and sea. And in these uncertain, turbulent times, each of us can have that anchor, can have that hope that no matter what happens, if we love God and we're called according to his purpose, he will work all things for good. God bless the men and women of our heritage, and you're in my dad's, Bill.
Amen. Amen. Walt Larimore is an internationally recognized family physician and award-winning medical journalist, best-selling author of over 40 books and over 1,100 articles in professional and lay magazines and journals. Walt, you are such a blessing. Your father, a blessing. Your family. Thank you so much for this book and the story that we will link on our website as well. Book available at all the usual places, or you can hit the link at BillMartinezLive.com. Walt Larimore, thank you for being with us. Take care. God bless.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS...